First, it was 1,000 barrels per day, then 5,000, a number that increased sixfold last week. Since the explosion at Deepwater Horizon, BP has had to regularly up its estimate of how much oil is really shooting into the Gulf. Now that number's even higher. In a conference call today, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen gave the latest.
Well, we estimate that somewhere between 30 and 60,000 is coming out a day because it's a range. The folks in the flow rate technical group, there are a lot of different academicians that are involved in this, and they have varying opinions on the data that we looked at as far as the volume and the velocity of what was coming out of the pipe. And this is about as close as they've been able to narrow it, and I would continue to say this is a range. We need to understand that it is a range.
60,000 barrels is about 2.5 million gallons. Allen didn't mention Congressmember Ed Markey's release of an internal BP document that puts the spill at 100,000 barrels per day. That's more than 4 million gallons of oil per day, and more oil than what BP had publicly acknowledged. But Allen said a new vessel BP is sending out into the Gulf could capture around half of that.
Our goal is to take production up as close to 53,000 barrels a day as we can by adding another vessel. That will be able to draw oil up and produce it.
Allen said BP will replace the current cap on the gushing well with one that's more resistant to hurricanes and violent tides.
It will allow the vessels to have greater flexibility in dealing with sea states and higher winds and so forth. It won't be completely hurricane-proof, but it will allow them to operate in a little heavier weather than they can right now. It will also allow us to be able to disconnect and reconnect if a hurricane does come through. But we're still saddled with the problem that while we are detached from the floating riser system. If a hurricane were to pass through, we would have no way to contain the oil at that point. We'd have to get back out as quickly as we could. But that continues to be the reason that hurricanes are problematic. But we're trying to remove as much risk as we can through the mooring and the production system.
Last week, Plaquemines Parish President Billy Nungesser criticized Allen's handling of the oil cleanup effort after the Coast Guard grounded vacuum barges that were slated for the cleanup in the heavily impacted region. Workers reportedly started using shop vacs to suck up the oil that's washing into the area's marshes. Allen said the Guard halted operation of the barges due to safety concerns.
Coast Guard and BP officials were out there and took a look at the barges, and there were some problems with the electrical grounding, venting of the tanks, and some other problems which we thought could cause safety issues on the barges, and the owner agreed with that and voluntarily kept the vessels in port until we could go through a checklist and find out what we could do to improve the safety. I don't think President Nungesser or anybody else would want to hazard anybody's life.
Allen further defended his role in the disaster response and said coordinating such a massive effort among agencies, municipalities, and private companies isn't easy, especially in Louisiana, he said, a state with a unique system of governance.
It's a little bit more complex and challenging with the autonomous home rule that they have with the parish set up in Louisiana. That's the reason we decided we'd move the decision-making authority down and put the liaisons out with the local parishes. The Louisiana governance model doesn't quite match the other states, and the National Contingency Plan was always premised on the fact there'd be a responsible party, the federal on-scene coordinator, and the state representing the local interest. As you can well imagine, in Louisiana, there are lots of local interest, and we're adapting to accommodate that because we understand that is peculiar to Louisiana, but that is their form of governance.
McClatchy Newspapers has reported that since June 2nd, the Minerals Management Service has approved at least 5 new offshore rigs, including 2 at depths of nearly 7,000 feet. And in Florida today, Governor Charlie Crist named Commander Joe Boudreau as the state's deputy incident commander to help with mitigation and cleanup efforts. The governor also ordered another 80 skimmers to help with staving off the oil. Florida now has only 20 skimmers in place. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.